is not destruction to the wicked, and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity. Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked with vanity, or if my foot hath pasted to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know mine integrity. If my step hath turned out of the way, and mine heart walked after mine eyes, and if any blot hath cleaved unto my hands, then let me so, and let another eat. Yea, let my offspring be rooted out. If mine heart had been deceived by a woman, or if I had laid wait to my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind unto another, and let others bow down upon her. For this is an heinous crime, yea, and an iniquity to be punished by the judges. It is fire that consumeth the destruction, and would root out all mine increase. If I did despise the cause of my maid manservant or my maid servant, when they contended with me, shall I do when God riseth up, and when he visiteth? What shall I answer him? Did not he that made me in the womb make him? And did not one fashion us in the eyes of the widow to fail? Or have eaten my morsel myself alone, and the fatherless hath not eaten thereof? For from my youth he was brought up with me as with a father, if I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless, when I saw my help in the gate, then let my arm fall from my shoulder blade. preaching a curse to his soul. If the men of my tabernacle said not, oh, that we had not of his flesh, we cannot be satisfied. The stranger did not lodge in the street, transgressions as Adam, and yet mine iniquity in my bosom. Did I fear a great multitude, or did the contempt of families terrify me, that I kept silence and went not upon my shoulder and bind it as a crown to me. I would declare unto him the number of my steps. As a prince will I go near unto him. Against me, or that the furrows likewise.